La do to pay a do ye do he da ya do he.
Nashone Holloway is a Kalamazoo-born singer-songwriter at the beginning of an international career. Brian Blowers is one of the most versatile guitarists West Michigan has ever produced. Together and separately, they've had a big impact on the local music scene in West Michigan. And drummer Keith Hall, a regular contributor to Let's Hear It, wanted to bring them to WMUK's Takeda studio for one last session before professional commitments took them away to Dubai for Nashone and a Royal Caribbean cruise line ship for Brian. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me for WMUK's Let's Hear It, music of the moment in West Michigan. Here's Keith Hall.
Nashone and Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having
us.
Well, we're really glad you're here today to share your music with us. I have a lot of respect for both of you individually as artists, but when you come together, either in a band situation or in this duo setting, there seems to be a real special connection musically. And I was wondering if you could just talk about where that connection comes from, you know, how you met, when you started working together, and what that connection is about. What is it that really drew you to each other?
I remember being in the jazz program at Western. Actually, I should take that back. I was not in the jazz program. I auditioned for the Gold Company program, and I was able to get into that program. And I met him through some jazz friends. And one day, a miracle happened, and he asked me to play with him. And I started taking guitar lessons from him, and we became friends, and then we started dating. I have to mention, I can't not mention it, because it's a part of the music for me. Like, yeah. I listen to music as sort of a metaphor. And for me, that's what makes it really, really good, is because he's my best friend, and he understands me in a way that most people don't. And he's very patient, because I don't know a lot about music theory, and he gets it where I am, and he's a good balance as a musician and person, as far as what's natural and what's, you know, maybe takes more mechanics.
Well, I remember meeting Nashone, and I had known her for a little bit before we started playing together. And I think the first time I saw her play was with a group of friends of mine, maybe at like a basement show or something. It was just kind of like a rock gig. And I remember seeing her sing and being like, holy cow, like, who is that? And she just had this energy about her. It just like drew you in, you know. At church, we call it being anointed, so, which she definitely is. And yeah, and then I remember the first gig we had was a friend of ours was putting like a band together for like a one night thing at the Union. And I found out Nashone was on it, and like, you know, I asked for the music way in advance. I was like, that was the most I was ever prepared for a gig ever, I think, because I was so excited to play with her. So, but yeah, that kind of got things going, and here we are.
And also, in addition to that, when we did start with guitar lessons after, you know, the house show, and we became friends and everything, we were working on some of my tunes, because I write a lot. I think last year alone I wrote well over 300 songs, and I just keep writing, and, you know, I bring them to Brian, I bring little pieces of them, and I feel so vulnerable when I bring them, but he's like, he'll like, go be with me there. So it's a very personal thing to do, to share your... Yeah, anyway. So the first song that we worked on is called Turn Me On. And he added the nice refrain that you hear underneath it, that's very warm and memorable. And everybody likes it because of that, I think. So.
Your voice like the wind, like all full and experienced, so free, coalesce with me, and maybe we'll ride like a spaceship before they made them, babe, yeah. Your mouth like a flame, like a syrupy sweet, like words we've only heard or whispered, kept like a secret, if that's what you prefer, yeah. Turn me on, turn me on, Your heart's like September, a silhouette song. So cold like a summer storm, bright and warm as a beat, and I'll gently remind you of the form. Yeah, yeah. Your spirit's electric, like rivers at night, like steam, iridescent beams, like a dream. We sing with our bodies, we're running everything. Turn me on, turn me on, turn me on, turn me on. Oh, oh, you turn me on, oh, you turn me on, oh.
I love that song. I think that's my favorite song that you guys do.
Thanks.
That tempo and that groove is just infectious, and the chorus is definitely very memorable. You know? And, what is that sound you make, Nishon? That stratospherical sound.
That is a whistle tone. And I don't know how I discovered that I can do that. I like employing many different techniques, including, you know, polyphonics and trying to employ harmonics in my voice, too. Sometimes you'll hear me do like something like that in my music. You know, you drum, so you might know about different textures and things, and I try to do that with my voice.
Yeah, you don't expect it, you know, so when it comes out, you know, it certainly gets your attention.
I try to participate with the music as it happens. It's largely what I do. I don't really know that I do the same thing every night when I perform, even if I do the same song. And it feels something like an improvisation almost. So some of those are involuntary, I'm sure. And not in a bad way. It's just like a reaction to a good moment.
Well, you both are homegrown here in the Kalamazoo area, right? Brian, you went to...
I was a Portage Central graduate, so grew up in Portage.
Right. And then Nichonne, you are from Mattawan, correct?
Mattawan High School, Wildcat.
When we see you doing your thing and being successful, I think that gives us all a certain amount of pride. We're so excited to see and hear you guys doing your thing. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your musical training and about some of your big influences.
Sure. So I got started a little late with music. I remember always liking it when I was younger, but I didn't really get into it until I got into high school. But I was always interested in guitar. You know, I remember like being a kid and watching like the Back to the Future movie, you know, the scene where Marty plays Johnny B. Goode at the dance. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And probably the first time I ever heard guitar was at one of my best friend's house, just lived down the street. His dad used to play a Les Paul. He's into riding Harleys, and he used to just, you know, crank up the Marshall on the weekends and just play really loud in the living room. So that was probably the first exposure I had to guitar. But then I picked it up in high school, and I had a teacher who was really, really great at getting me excited about music, just excited about, you know, the instrument, you know. And I didn't really, really get into it, though, until I got to college and started, you know, studying jazz with Tom Kniffick. And my background as far as just, you know, influence goes is pretty wide. Because when I was younger in high school, I was really into blues. That was probably the first thing that I really started improvising with that kind of came pretty natural to me. You know, so like Hendrix and Steve Ray Vaughan, but even some of the older guys like the slide players like Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson. Like, I loved that real like traditional sound. And then since I got to college, it's been a little bit of everything, from Wes Montgomery to George Benson, you know, just the really straight ahead guys, to country music, church. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you definitely have a wide, array of influences. I mean, just knowing you're playing, I know that you can fit into so many different settings and really sound like that's the one thing you do.
Well, thanks.
And then, you know, then the next night it's something different. And I thought you were a blues player. Wait a second, I thought you were a rock player. But you're all those things.
But I would say probably, you know, out of all those styles, there's still the blues that's really strongly rooted that you can hear almost in any style that I play. So kind of can't get away from it.
It's very similar for me as far as with the blues. I didn't even know that I loved the blues, but when you listen to music and you learn, you know, the chord progression, you notice that most things you listen to are the blues, and it's just in your blood almost. So I love singing the blues as well. My training... I didn't really have formal training ever, but when I was a kid, I would listen to people like Julie Andrews, or my dad had Bobby McFerrin in the house, and I would, when I was about four, I would learn like Spain. Like, I would just be drawn to learning that, and I tried to make my voice sound exactly like theirs, not as far as not sounding like my own voice, but I didn't realize I was practicing intonation, and I was learning to move my tongue and my mouth in a way that somebody who has studied in college will learn. I was learning those same things with, you know, Julie Andrews, and what else did I listen to? I listened to a lot of Nancy Wilson and Nat King Cole when I was a kid. And I guess my training was more, it started from inspiration. And once I got to college, this is kind of a funny story. I was too afraid to audition for the School of Music because I didn't think I was good enough. And I had like a bet with God, and I was like, which I don't know why I did that, but I was like, so one of my friends told me to audition for Gold Company because she had seen me. I was able to win Western's little American Idol competition my freshman year. I walked by the sign-up sheet, and she said, "You should audition," because she saw me at the competition. And I just like... looked up at this guy, and I was like, if I don't make it in, I'm quitting music forever, and I'm never going to do it. And I was like, and I'll know that God really doesn't want me to do something that I love this much because I'm not good enough. And then I got into Gold Company that year. So I was in a class with people who have been studying their whole lives, and I was humbled and afraid every single day. But I learned so much with my friends, and my training, I guess I would say, is somewhat more organic, and I grew up in church singing gospel music, and even then I was too shy to sing solos. Then something happened, and I decided to go with the flow instead of going against it.
Yeah.
And here I am today.
Wow. I'm glad you signed up.
Me too.
Well, I'd love to hear some more music from you.
Okay.
You have another tune?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to play Throwin' Stones. This song actually was probably written around, maybe around that time. I can't remember. But it deals with a similar topic of wanting to know what to do with your life. I wrote this song in about 15 minutes, and at the time I didn't feel that it was very strong, but all of my friends loved it, and I love it too. Step by my wind chime in the dark, got nobody to make my sunshine. I found a stone beside me by my feet. To heaven, pain, go away. Well, I'm throwing stones up to heaven. God, what you trying to say? I can't take the man who thumbs his nose. I can't take the woman whose eyes are closed. I need a way to escape a fraction of this thing. I need a mathematical sabbatical from asking why my broken life's in question. Now I'm throwing stones up to heaven. Pain, go away. Well, I'm throwing stones up to heaven. God, what you're trying to say? Go away.
you're trying to say.
Mm. That's beautiful.
And that song I like because I like things that are fantastic in a way. There's an image in the song that it rings for me where you pick up a stone, you throw it to the sky, and because it's a power greater than you, whether you call it God or fate or the universe or whatever, because it's a power greater than you, you can't hurt it. So it just absorbs it like water. And I just, you know, I think that's a very beautiful image to imagine.
Speaking of songwriting, I mean, you both are writers and arrangers, and I'm just wondering how that process works for you each individually, and then when you come together to write, how does that work?
Well, I guess most of these tunes, when Nichelle brings them in, she has a pretty set idea of how she wants it to go, and then I might maybe help with the section or a few changes or something like that. But for that last one, for example, like, I changed the key change part. I think she had something else in mind, and I said, well, maybe this might make a little more sense. But she's usually pretty good at having, you know, the general form of the tune, which I think kind of helps, because, I don't know, sometimes it can be hard if you, like, just sit down with somebody and you don't have anything, and you're just like, okay, let's write a song. That can be tricky.
I usually have something that I need to say, and I surprise myself with what comes out, because if it's good, it's as if I didn't write it. It's like that one, apparently people like it and they remember it. And I found that song like in about 15 minutes. And, you know, some of the other songs that I have, just, I feel like I find a fossil and I'm dusting it off more than I'm like creating something. It is a difficult process to release your ego. I think that's the hardest thing. People say they have writer's block, but I really believe you should just write and don't worry about if it's good or not, because the point is not for you to be good or for you to be the star. The point is the connection. And so when I'm finding these honest concepts that I see, I think that's what makes the song come alive and hopefully makes it easy to access for a listener, because I want participation. Really, because it's a greater concept of harmony that I'm thinking about when I write a song. It's a big metaphor.
Right, so not harmony musically.
Not just harmony musically, but harmony, like if everybody's paying attention to something at the same time, it's as if we're one, we're locked in. There's a moment when you've hit the right note. There's a moment that happens, and it's an invisible feeling or place or something that we're all involved in. And as Brian says, that's called anointing, and he has that as well. And I honestly say you can feel, it's like glitter or something in the air, like, I don't know. And so that happens to me when I write on my own a lot. So that's probably why the songs come fully, usually.
You mentioned the word connection. And so this is the connection between the musicians or the audience and the musicians, or?
Everyone, every person with a heartbeat, you know, that's what it's about. Because I think, I say this all the time, but I think we have been entertained a lot, and that has not fed us emotionally, psychologically. What we really need is a connection. What we really need is an inspiration. That's why you do it. I really can't figure another reason to play music besides graciously involving other people in a conversation without words, even though sometimes we add lyric to it. It's a great invitation to a conversation communion or something like that. So that's where I start when I start writing songs. And so if I may, I have another song I'm thinking of playing. It's called Love is the Law. And this song, it is about pretty much exactly what I was just saying about harmony. And you have a lot of different people on the planet that are, they have views that are opposing to yours. Not only are they different than you, might look different, might talk differently, it could scare you that someone's different than you. But for me, this song is about the fact that love should be the thing to govern how we treat one another. And it should overwhelm your fear, I think, of differences. Because ultimately, when you look on TV and you're like, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world? A lot of times you might turn the TV off and you might go upstairs and you might say, I can't help those people because they're not like me. But really, the reason that you're frustrated is because you're the person that can change it. And you can only do that through this sort of unconditional love, which doesn't factor in what a person has done to you, to anyone else, doesn't factor in what they look like or anything like that. And Brian is actually a very good person with unconditional love. I'm not just saying that as like somebody who's close to him. He's a great example of that. And I've learned about it more and more. And so it's only right that I wrote this song around him. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Even if you play that card, I'm too rude to hate ya. Even if you break my heart, it's still for the taking. I can see you from my world, though I might not look just like ya. Might not understand all your words, no, no, no. But I know what you're going through, hey! Well, I don't know what to say about your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. Well, I don't know what to say about your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. Come on. Even if your government, well, if it's dying of power, you gotta know my Uncle Sam will leave you in a jam, uh-oh, until the final hour. Even as I'm standing here, take a good look in the mirror. Ooh, oh, ooh. I'm looking at an us and a them. I guess I believe that love takes time. Hey, well, I don't know what to say about your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. Ooh. And I don't know what to say about your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. I am guilty of not loving love sometimes, pawning off my peace for a release, checkmating well, but I can be. Your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. Said I don't know what to say about your pain, but where I'm from, the law is love. Come on, love is the law. Love is the law. Love.
That's beautiful. And I didn't mention before, for our listeners, just so they know who's on what, you know, Nishone is playing the acoustic guitar and Brian is on the electric and playing those beautiful solos. Now recently, Nishone, you spent some time in Dubai, and I understand you're going back. Maybe you could tell us about what that experience was like for you and how they received you and your music. And...
Man, it was so great. They were so kind. I was immediately received. Thank goodness for that. I mean, I went over there. I have a sister over there, so I didn't go completely alone, completely blind. I knew some of what I was getting into. I was able to audition for an agency over there, and I was able to find out about a jam session, man. And, you know, there's a couple places in Dubai where it's kind of hopping. They have a lot of Americans there, though. You know, I met some cats from Jersey, and, man, they can really, really jam. And so I made a lot of friends, and through those friends, obviously, I was able to get work and sing every day. I sang six nights a week. And I got to say, I mean, there were moments where people would come up and give me gold necklaces while I was playing, real gold, because you can go to, like, they have, like, ATMs over there where you can get gold instead of money. So it's very something of a different culture. There's a lot of things that were familiar over there. And I had moments where I would sing and I'd close my eyes and I could tell that people had stopped their conversations and they were invested. That's what I was talking about earlier with connection. They heard something that I don't think really necessarily comes from me. And they were really involved and, you know, were moved to give jewelry. Or one man, you know, they say like, inshallah, if I'm saying that correctly, which means, you know, maybe God will use you. Maybe God will, bless you to have a good career. And, you know, I was blessed being over there by lots of people.
Were you playing solo over there with the band?
Duo nights. Usually I'd play with either a guitarist or a pianist. And we do a lot of jazz standards. And, there were some nights that I played solo, and those were fun. And, you know, I had people give me requests. And one night, someone requested Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, and I went in the bathroom and I learned it. And, and it was super fun. So I just, very, very freeing experience for me, especially to be away from home kind of for the first time for a while.
Did you play any of your own music there, or was it just...
I snuck some in, yeah.
You did?
Okay. Oh, actually, you know, I also had a... Man... My life is good. I had a showcase over there. I had a showcase of my own music. One of the agencies that I was working with, they just said, yeah, we want a night where you just have a concert of only originals. And, you know, that I don't even think that's really happened over here. So I was over there and I was able to have enough material to really kick it. And it was a really huge night. So, yeah, it's called The Fridge, Dubai. You can check it out.
Right. I did. I saw that online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a great experience. And Brian, you're getting ready to leave us as well, I hear.
Yeah, I just accepted a job with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, so I'll be shipping out for 6 months.
Wow. So, and where are you going?
If I understand correctly, in the fall it ports out of New Jersey and it kind of hangs around Maine and New England and, you know, Boston. I think it goes up to Canada. And then when it gets cold, we port out of Florida somewhere, and then it goes to Bermuda and the Caribbean and Puerto Rico. So it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great way to see the world, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Play music?
Yeah, right. Play music, practice a lot. That'll be like the first time I'm away from home, really, too. You know, I'm from Portage. I've been here my whole life. So I think I've only been away from home maybe like a week at a time. So this will definitely be a new experience in many ways. I was partying for a little bit so we can come back and you know, this is the stepping stone to get to the next step. You know, we're always trying to grow. And so her experience in Dubai, my experience on the ship, then hopefully we'll come back and be a little more equipped to, like, to put more into the projects and, you know, try to push forward what we want to do.
Well, that's I'm excited to hear what you guys come back with. And I guess in some way this is one of your last performances together then before you...
I think it might be
probably the
last.
The last one, yeah.
Wow.
Realizing that now, I'm pretty honored to be a part of that.
Aw.
We'd love to hear some more music from you. What else would you like to play for us today?
We can play Don't Walk By. Yeah. This is a tune that Brian helped me with the changes for in the bridge, if you're listening. This song was another... easy write almost. And I love it, if I may, because I can be a little verbose. I can use a lot of words sometimes. And this one, I was able to hang out on one word that you'll hear it, but I was able to really find a melody that I feel people will remember. And sometimes I like to write songs that maybe singers will like to sing, not just for me.
The moonlight is your color, baby. Oh, and your eyes look nice enough to see right through this girl I brought today, who always tries to act so tough. Do you think that there is any way you could show me to a movie? Well, you're sure to find a smile around if you please. How perfect can a stranger be? Could we fall in love so easily? Whoa, whoa, don't walk by. Pass me mine, and I will surely die. Take your time, oh my Lord. Stay a while. Oh.
I only got one life, now let me live it. Arms and right in love. I'm shaking cause of how I used to laugh when folks would tell me about this stuff. Pardon me if I am out of line. I'll find the words and I will find the time. Baby, soon as I am able to speak, how perfect can a stranger be? Could we fall in love so easily? Whoa, whoa, don't walk by. Pass me by, and I will surely die. Take your time, oh my Lord, stay a while, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So long, lonely nights that I know.
Take your time, Lord, stay a while. Oh, 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 baby, won't you stay?
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you picked up the slide for that one. I was going to request you play the slide for us today, but you did.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a while since I brought it out.
Feels right.
Getting the dust off it.
And Nishon, I was reminded as I'm just watching you here in the studio of, I mean, you talked about earlier about your kind of response to the moment, you know, as you sing and things like that. But it, just with your facial expressions and how you are just really honest on stage and even here in the studio, you know, just how you raise your eyebrows or you smile at certain points or you're just totally honest with them in the moment. And it's not just vocally, but just with everything you do. And so it's really nice that it's not just a performance, a prepared performance, but it is in response. You're in the moment.
I always say I lack a superficial bone, and that gets me in trouble sometimes because I can be pretty blunt. But yeah, I really do try to be honest and do what I can, whether I'm hoarse or whether I'm whatever. It's not so much about me so much as it is about, as we said, you know, really getting through to someone.
I really just love the trust that you guys have together, too. And Brian is so solid, just laying down everything behind your vocals, and then the roles kind of switch and you play the rhythm part and he's soloing, and it's a really, really great combination here.
Thanks.
I know that for me it's been really exciting to see and hear both of you grow over the last few years, and just in the last couple of years it's been really cool to see you both find your sweet spot.
Yeah.
And really develop your voice. I believe that you both have this understanding and feel for the music that is very mature. It's really beyond your years, and I don't know what you might attribute that to, but it's like your old souls.
Brian is really old, and I'm
definitely really old. Yeah,
you're young, but you're,
yeah, it's good. You know. Like when he goes to my church, you know, some of his best friends are like 60 and over. And that's kind of the same case with me, because I grew up, all my siblings are about 8 to 10 years older than me. And then, you know, I was just with my parents and my parents' friends kind of growing up a lot. So maybe we have that in common. I like older people.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. Well, I think we have time for one more.
This tune is called Hideaway. And I've been playing that. It's probably one of my most recent tunes that's finished that I've played out. This past week I played it with a group called As the Sea, which is strictly like kind of a jazzy group that I'm in. And we just finished our EP last week as well. It was a busy week. It was wonderful to have, you know, Christian Newman came back in town and Andrew Rose on the bass and Mark Niskanen. This song is called Hideaway, and the inspiration for this song, I've been thinking about this week a lot, and I didn't really know what it was, because it's about not love unrequited, but love like where you're afraid of the unknown, so you're like, well, I'm gonna hide from it, period. And I was like, where is that coming from? Like, why did that come out of my person? And I guess I just realized, you know, like, yeah, that's definitely something that I have to work through, because you can't have fear and love in the same place. And so this song is about the place before you get to fearlessness, which I think it's important to express every part of the journey. So this is called Hideaway. And I've never done it as a duo, so we'll send you off on this one. La do to pay do ye do ye do ye do ye La do to pay ye do ye do ye do ye oh 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 La do to pay ye
the corner of a small cafe with no spark. We met and then you left your coffee on a shelf as if you had much more to say. Oh, I don't want to look into your eyes and see my life and wonder why you never call. And I don't want to taste the wine you drink and all my dreams and awake to find I'm all alone. Hide away. Hide away. Right in front of your face. Gotta hide away. La do to pay yeah, yeah, yeah. La do to pay yeah, 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 yeah. La do to pay yeah, 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 yeah. Let it play, yeah, 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 yeah. L train rain, and then the day job strain. Couldn't see beyond my pain for no one. But still, my beating heart, oh, why'd we even start? Then suddenly, I see your face. Oh, I don't want to look into your eyes and see my life and wonder why you never call. And I don't want to taste the wine you drink and all my dreams and awake to find I'm all alone. Hide away. Your face, gotta hide away. Whoa, I don't know where to go or who to know. Oh, say or leave it behind and lose my mind. Whoa, gotta have a little faith. La do to pay a yeah, yeah, da yeah, da yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, la do to pay a yeah, 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 go ahead, yeah, yeah.
Hideaway.
Hideaway.
That's the first time I've heard that one. That's really nice.
Thank you. I'm always pleased and honored when people enjoy it. And this one, it feels good to play, too. I mean, it's just, I feel like it represents where I'm headed. Not the lyric, but I mean, like, the just musically, it opened a door. Something else of our sound.
This is I think the first time I've ever performed this song. You know, there's the stuff that we do together, and then, and you know, she has her own projects too, and it's nice to see like the how versatile she can be with the different compositions. You know, she can write just a really nice 6/8 soul tune, and then she can write something that's pretty hip like this, and so it's exciting, keeps me on my toes for sure.
Well, where can our listeners stay in touch with you and maybe hear more of your music?
Well, my Facebook page is facebook.com/Nashon Music. N-A-S-H-O-N, Nashon. And there's an As the Sea page as well. facebook.com/As the Sea. Yes, and that song, that group was named after a lyric that I wrote as well. But you'll have to keep in touch and figure out what it's all about.
Right. And then Brian?
You can find me on a lot of the stuff that Nashon's doing. I think there's a Stereo Garden page. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the soul group that we're doing. Shayla Brown Band is another local artist, country singer around town, and you can hear me playing with her.
Right. And you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can find everybody on Facebook,
I guess, now. Well, great. Well, we'll look for more music from you, and we're just really glad you've been able to make this time to be here today with us as before you go on your big trips. We're really excited to hear what you come back with.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having us. We're glad we can make it, too. It's a nice send-off.
So, yeah. I'm honored to be a part of it. Nashon Holloway, Brian Blowers. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keith Hall spoke with Nashon Holloway and Brian Blowers for WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. You can listen again to this interview and all 5 original songs performed by Nashon Holloway and Brian Blowers on WMUK.org when it's posted early next week. I'm Kara Lorenz. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.